This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are the same as the communist Chinese that ran over people with tanks to suppress their speech. We are here to promote free speech. America is back. 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 President Trump needs to stand against internet censorship. Internet censorship is un-American.
lot of predictions that have come true. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah. Hey, yeah, well, he could just get out and we could just be in the crowd.
So we got so much.
It looks like they are. Let's go ahead and bring that audio down for just a minute. It looks like they're having difficulties. Police are not happy that they're not wearing seat belts. I'm not sure how Alex is supposed to wear a seat belt in this position. But of course, Alex Jones, if you are just tuning in, is attending the President Trump visiting and patting Tim Cook the Apple Czar on the head for bringing a handful of jobs back to the United States. Alex Jones, as do I, of course, supports President Trump greatly. But when President Trump is wrong, we cannot be sycophants. We have to call him out, especially when it impacts people like Alex Jones, organizations like InfoWars that have been hit by tech censorship worse than anyone else. And Apple is, of course, at the helm of this. They admitted that they merged with Communist China. They are the Communist Chinese force in the United States. It looks like we might be safe to bring up some volume again. Let's try bringing the volume back up.
Got it.
Awesome. All right. Coming down.
Alex is leaving the armored vehicle and entering the crowds.
Again, I just stopped when we stopped. We're not going on.
Oh, no, we're still. I'm gonna 100 most people have ever had.
Yeah, even with the shadow ban, this is all blocked. But InfoWars.com/show has a mix of live feed and band.video. So the police said, listen, you can't have a sound device that loud unless you have people without seatbelts. We're gonna give you tickets so you don't stop it. Sorry that was gonna happen. So now we're ready to go. With old trusty.
We're going mobile.
All right, here we go. Here's the good news. The cops have us under control.
Alex Jones is on foot, ladies and gentlemen. He was not allowed to drive around without seat belts or use audio equipment that loudly, so now he's going old school.
I love America. It's not you. We love you. We love you. We put the lip tarts. I love this bumper sticker. God is life. That's right. Love that sign right there. That's what America's all about right there.
There it is.
Evil cult of death. We're going to defeat them. Okay. You can get ahead of me doing the sign. Let me do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking toward the crowd, getting ready to shout Trump's praises and criticisms on foot. He has some of the InfoWars favorites with him. Here he is.
Stand up to the censors at Apple. Apple runs slave factories in China. They help surveil the poor Chinese people. Apple is an authoritarian fraud. Needs to demand of Apple that they stand up for Apple helping censor Americans.
on the top. Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah, history, the American people, yeah, and the Chinese people, yeah, and it's wrong. Yeah. And the leftists are over there saying, I shouldn't have to be. The left, this is rampant authoritarian criminals and metal fascists. And I'm here to exercise my First Amendment to tell President Trump, please, bring factories to America. Yay, good job, Trump.
That audio, the crowd can't contain itself as usual. Alex Jones is there with the unifying message, and they shout obscenities. We'll bring that back up here in a couple seconds to see if the Antifa type degenerate you see on screen there is able to get a hold of himself. If he's not, we'll just kind of color commentate as Alex has fun. I just want to remind everybody, InfoWarsStore.com. This is why it's important. He does. He still goes out and faces this scum. It happens all the time, and you can only find it at Infowars.com/show and band.video. And you can only support it at InfowarsStore.com. I want to remind everybody as well, because it looks like we're going to need to get Alex back up momentarily, but Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be guest hosting the rest of the fourth hour. Let's see if it's safe to bring this audio back up. In Portland, bringing up Sandy Hook when he's talking about America is back. We'll go ahead and keep this audio low, but we'll keep it going. I just want to remind everybody to support this broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Adams is coming up next. I am Tom Papert. For more of what I'm doing, this massive Nancy Pelosi story revolving her son, go to nationalfile.com, infowars.com. I want to say thank you to the fantastic crew for making this show possible every single day, and the amazing, unbelievable activist audience at home who makes this broadcast a possibility, who keeps this network going strong, and who is allowing the broadcast that I do every night, Firepower, on band.video, to keep going strong as well. Let's go ahead and go out to Alex Jones here, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you a
afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBX. Extract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Democrats had elections. They want to overturn the
InfoWars.com.
We're kind of
you need to get off the road.
InfoWars.com. 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 No, she doesn't, buddy. I got my kids. I got everything.
Looks like we might have lost our feed just briefly. We'll see if it returns. Alex Jones is live on the ground. He is, it looks like it's back. Looks like we've got the feedback. Let's go back to it.
To stand up to communist China, but he needs to stand up to free speech.
Amendment. President Trump, stand up to that monster Tim Cook.
Make America great again, Alex.
Tim Cook is an authoritarian. Tim Cook has given the Google and Apple keys together with Google to the Chi-Com secret police and admit that all of your secrets with Apple have been given to the Chinese government.
Tim Cook,
Apple is working with the Chi-Coms. Apple is working to suppress the people of China and now the people of America. The globalists are working with communist China to turn us into another slave colony. Our basic freedoms are being erased, and President Trump must stand up for the First Amendment. Defend 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 free speech. Defend free speech.
Alex Jones is on the ground in North Austin, Texas, where President Trump is set to meet with Tim Cook of Apple. Mike Adams will be on the broadcast, possibly next segment, but Alex is just too fascinating. We may have more Alex Jones. I'm, of course, Tom Pappert, sticking with you here for this segment. We'll see if I'm here for the next. But Alex is definitely speaking truth to power, and he goes out and confronts this scum.
Wake up, learn something, read a book, turn off the freaking television, because they're not teaching you anything but how to be a slave. And maybe you guys like slavery, maybe you guys...
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is one of the most bombshell news-packed days or broadcasts you've probably ever seen here on InfoWars. It's an honor to be joining you today. Alex is in Austin, of course, with the arrival of President Trump in the city of Austin. Alex is going to be there reinforcing the importance of freedom of speech to the president and his supporters. He's there right now, live. We'll be bullhorning the president and his advisors. Tom Papert just has done amazing investigative research, as you heard over the last hour or so, about what's really happening with the perversion of elitists in our society. The rise of Satanism, the rise of, I don't know, child sacrifice, and then the praising of the demon child sacrifice, I don't know, what do you call it, the false pagan god of Moloch, I think is what it is. I'm going to be covering some of that, too, in today's breaking story. I'll get to it in a minute. It's about the Colorado public school system now requiring students to role-play child sacrifice poems as part of rape training indoctrination. This is happening in Colorado. One of the victims of this, a 16-year-old student there, is being represented by First Liberty Institute, a law firm in Texas. And shockingly, the administrator or the superintendent of that school district, in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, has allowed this to go on and does not say he's going to stop this. So students are going to be required to stand up in front of the class and role play, sodomy. I can't even go into it. I can't even say the words here on this broadcast. It's so evil. It's so twisted. We'll get to that in a minute. I've got a lot of science and medicine updates for you today that are very, really crucial. First, a programming note. Band.video is now carrying my channel, and I've been able to start uploading videos to Band.video. I want to share with you, I've got a big breaking kind of a homemade medicine breakthrough that I'm going to be sharing with the world. I mentioned it last week here on the show. I will be uploading that early next year to Band.video simultaneously with Brighteon.com. That is a way to make your own anti-cancer nanoparticle medicine at home. No patents required, no royalties required, no pharmacists required. There will be a disclaimer because you should check with your naturopathic physician before making this medicine. But you'll be able to make it yourself for less than $50. I am not selling this medicine or any equipment that's used to make it. I have no financial ties to it whatsoever, which is the only way I will probably avoid being arrested and incarcerated for daring to educate the public about how to make your own anti-cancer medicine using what are called structured nanoparticles, which is technically spoken a botanically encapped structured nanoparticle medicine that is specifically tuned into receptor sites of specific organs
and has powerful, well-documented anti-cancer properties. So that will be coming very soon, within, I don't know, 2 months or so, on band.video. And so thank you, InfoWars, for allowing me that channel on band.video. Another big story, Cold Fusion is once again making big headlines. Asia Times has done a big article on Cold Fusion that talks about how Japan is winning this race for this breakthrough technology. Now, the reason I got to mention this, and their headline is Cold Fusion 2, Japan wins with systematic method. The reason this is important is because America developed this technology first. It was in 1989, 30 years ago. University of Utah, Salt Lake, Fleischmann and Pons developed this cold fusion breakthrough technology, which could make fossil fuels obsolete in many contexts, not with vehicles or airplanes or tractors, but with heating buildings. It produces a tremendous amount of heat at very low cost. The military could use it. Agriculture could use it to heat buildings for, you know, ranch animals and things like that. Businesses could use it to heat warehouses and operations and, you know, office buildings. Homes could use it. The Department of Energy at the time in 1989, which has been part of the deep state, which has just brought incredible suffering and destruction upon this country for decades, even generations. The DOE conspired with the fake news media of 1989 and MIT scientists to say, oh, cold fusion isn't real. There's nothing to it. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. And so they ran Fleischmann and Pons out of academia, out of science, and even out of the country. And now, 30 years later, Japan is leading the world in this research, even though there are companies in California right now in America that have mastered this cold fusion technology, which is really called low-energy nuclear reactions, or LENR, L-E-N-R. I just want you to know, we had this technology in America, and if Trump wanted to have a breakthrough for this country, Trump should go to California, meet with these companies that are doing this, and lead the world in clean, renewable energy that makes nuclear power obsolete in many ways. It makes fossil fuels partially obsolete for heating buildings and things like that. This technology was created in America, and America has surrendered it to Japan. So Japan is going to have a multi-trillion dollar industry based on this technology. They'll be licensing this to America and to American companies and universities that need to heat buildings and all these things. Japan is going to rake in all this money. This should be America's technology. This is America's innovation. Fleischmann and Pons are scientific heroes of our era. They should go down in history along with Albert Einstein, frankly. And yet, what's really happening in our world today is that they are suppressed. The truth is suppressed. Real science is suppressed. And the deep state strikes again. The deep state suppressing the knowledge and the technology that humanity needs to be set free from the scourge of the deep state controllers, the military-industrial complex, the petroleum complex, all these things. It's not that petroleum is evil like the leftists say. We need fuel to fly airplanes and to run tractors, you know, and long-haul trucking and things like that. We've got to have diesel fuel. But we don't need to be heating buildings with fossil fuels. We could do it with coal fusion, okay? And where is AOC on this issue? She wants to ban combustion engines but doesn't know about coal fusion, of course. They never talk about coal fusion because it's a massive multi-decades cover-up. It's unreal. Okay, next story. Did you know that if you've been caught in a DUI by a breathalyzer, the breathalyzers are fake? It's quack science. It's not even real. This has come out in the media recently. I'll find a story here in a minute, but these fake breathalyzers are being used by cops all across the country. When I say fake, what I mean is the science is quackery. It doesn't even work. It's not even real. And, you know, those kits that cops are using to say, oh, you're carrying cocaine or you're carrying meth, or I guess, you know, meth, we're on it. That's the new ad campaign, right? Now they're promoting meth. But when they say you have meth and they have a little test kit and they take a sample of your powder and they put it in their test kit and they shake it up and they say, oh, look, it changed colors. Look, it's a different color. That means you have meth or you have cocaine. No, people, it's all fake. It's all completely fake. The science doesn't work. These are fake test kits so that cops can arrest people and have, quote, evidence against them when the test kits don't even work. It's all fake, people. The fake science, the fake police labs. There was a lab shut down in Austin, Texas by federal prosecutors because the entire lab was faking positive results for cocaine, no matter what samples the police would bring in to this lab in Austin. And there was another one in Boston that got shut down a couple years ago. The lab technicians would pretend to do the science, and they would say, oh, yeah, test positive for cocaine. And those people would be convicted and imprisoned because now it's scientifically verified evidence, so to speak. The whole thing is faked. It's all rigged, people. The drunk driving breathalyzers are fake. The on-the-spot drug testing is fake. The police labs are fake. The science is fake. It's just like fiat currency is fake and the impeachment news is fake. People, it's all fake. And I run a science lab. I know this subject area. I know what it takes to do real testing. It's quite involved. You can't do it in 30 seconds by shaking a powder in a vial. It doesn't work that way. Law enforcement in America, even though I support local police, I support civil society. If you're a cop listening to this and you have those test kits, the kits are faked. You've been putting innocent people in prison. And you've been lied to about the efficacy and the accuracy of these kits. They do not work. It's total science fraud. It's massive fakery on a scale that's just, it's horrific. How many innocent people are in prison today because of the fake science that's used to falsely convict these innocent people? Much more straight ahead here. This is Mike Adams on Infowars.com. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
So much breaking news today, it's almost difficult to cover it all. Here's one piece from Zero Hedge. Ukrainian indictment claims $7.4 billion Obama-linked money laundering plus Biden group take at $16.5 million. What this story is about is how the Bidens took over $16 million in bribes and kickbacks and real extortion money from the Burisma company of corrupt Ukraine at the time before they had their new president. So you talk about bribery, corruption, fraud, racketeering. That's the Bidens. That's Barack Obama, who also, remember, laundered tens of billions of dollars through international means to deliver pallets of cash to Iran so that Iran could fund its nuclear weapons program to create destabilization in the Middle East and threaten America's allies such as Israel. Now, why? Why is Obama not in prison? Why is Nancy Pelosi using focus groups to say that Trump engaged in bribery when it's clear that Joe Biden engaged in bribery? Why is Joe Biden free? Well, you know, why isn't he indicted? Well, you know, the answer is because you're watching InfoWars, so you know the hypocrisy and the double standards. But that's big news today. Wanted you to be aware of that before we move on to the big stories. Another quick thing. Elizabeth Warren is now tweeting about hashtag end traffic violence. She says traffic violence is a problem. Now, this is more Orwellian doublespeak, just like they say gun violence is bad because guns kill people. She now says traffic kills people. Traffic violence is bad. So many people are in traffic crashes, she says, and we have to end traffic violence. So what? Is she going to have a waiting period to buy a new car? Is she going to have a car limit? Is she going to have, you know, cars you have to get a background check to buy a car? Or is she saying that maybe cars should be confiscated from ownership of civilians and citizens, that only law enforcement should have cars and guns? I mean, this is more insanity. Traffic violence? Are you serious? Why can't they just use normal human terms like car crashes kill people, or people driving cars that ram those cars into other cars kill people in those cars? It's the drivers that are responsible for the car crashes, just as it's the shooters that are responsible for so-called gun violence. Remember every time that there's a terrorist in a van, like in Paris, and they run over a bunch of innocent pedestrians? What a CNN report. Oh, van kills people in a wild assault. We're looking for a van. We can't find the van. Well, there was a driver of that van, and that driver was a radical Islamic terrorist, by the way. But, of course, they never say that. They act like these are, you know, robotic, artificially intelligent, self-conscious, self-aware vans driving around, like your ice cream truck just suddenly, spontaneously ignited into Skynet and is out there running over people. That's not what happens at all, but that's kind of what they're implying. All right, next thing. Boeing. You've seen all of these attacks on Boeing, and some of it's justified because Boeing, of course, messed up its quality control process, probably lied to the FAA about the safety of its systems and killed hundreds of people. Well, guess what? Big Pharma kills so many people that it's like a Boeing Jumbo Max 737 falling out of the sky every single day in America. Big Pharma kills far more people than Boeing ever did, even if Boeing is complicit in that, and which is yet to be proven. Maybe it's just a bunch of engineering mistakes. Who knows? But Big Pharma, their products are known to be toxic. And the vaccine industry, which is part of Big Pharma, of course, has legal immunity. So they can kill children with impunity. And they actually put deadly toxins and ingredients into the vaccines, such as aluminum and squalene adjuvants and mercury and, of course, aborted human fetal tissue and many other toxic ingredients. They kill children. There's no outcry. No, but Boeing is the problem. Well, let me tell you something. I'd rather ride on a Boeing 737 MAX jumbo jet than take a vaccine shot. It would be safer to be in a Boeing airplane than to take a vaccine shot that's approved by the FDA or the CDC. Vaccines are what's killing people, and pharmaceuticals are what's killing people every day all across the country. I mean, 100,000 Americans a year at minimum are killed by toxic pharmaceuticals, but everybody wants to blame Boeing. I mean, it's insane. Okay, let's get to the main story here today. The Colorado Public School District of Steamboat Springs. And this was covered by First Liberty Institute. They are a pro bono law legal firm in Texas. They've taken this case. And this involves a teacher who I'm not going to name here. Fox News has named the teacher, but we'll just treat him like the whistleblower and pretend we don't know who it is. The teacher required the students, especially female students, to stand up and read these sexually explicit, violent poems by this lunatic poet named Ginsberg. I think it's Allen Ginsberg. And Ginsberg's poem involves all of this celebration of Moloch, which is the demon pagan god of child sacrifice. And in this poem, and I've reprinted some of this in the story. I think it's up on Infowars.com. If not, it's on Natural News. I'm not going to use any of the direct profanity, but this is what the 16-year-old female student named Kaysen, her last name is Kaysen, Skylar Kaysen, she had to say words like this. Again, I won't use any profanity, so you don't have to bleep it, but, quote, let themselves be effed in the A blank blank by saintly motorcyclists and screamed with joy. A vision of ultimate C-word and come eluding the last jism of consciousness. These are the poet's words. This is an insane radical leftist. Sweetened the blank of a million girls trembling in the sunset who cut their wrists three times successively, unsuccessfully, who metaphor for oral sex and were given that metaphor for oral sex by those human sailors and so on. It is a rambling of left-wing madness, and it's vile. It's putrid. It's violent. And this was part of a class where students were also required to role-play through texting being sexually assaulted or come on to through unwanted sexual contact, for example. And these students were just terrorized by this. They're like, wait a minute, I'm going to public school. What's going on here? Well, this poet, Ginsberg, who died in 1997, by the way, he was a socialist. He promoted socialism. He promoted what would be called LGBT in today's terms. He hated capitalism. He hated the concepts of America. He obviously hated Christ. And in the poem, he talks about like beams of light coming out of the sky and awakening his consciousness to Moloch, the demon, pagan demon god of child sacrifice. This is what your teenage students are being required to act out in class in public schools in Colorado. And then when the administrator, who's named in the article, when he was contacted by First Liberty, the law firm in Texas, to say, hey, why is this happening? Why do you have students who are subjected to this demonic indoctrination, this sexual perversion, this vulgarity, that they are being violated by these so-called exercises by a teacher who's obviously super twisted and probably shouldn't be teaching teenage girls in high school. The administrator said, oh, well, we're sorry that we didn't give proper notice to the parents so that they could opt out of this experience. Are you kidding me? The superintendent, that's the title, the superintendent didn't say, no, this is wrong. We shouldn't teach demon indoctrination and child sacrifice, sexual perversion and violence in our classrooms. He didn't say that. He said, no, we're sorry that your parents weren't notified in time so that they could opt out of this insane experience. I mean, think about this. The superintendent of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, seems to be complicit with this. What's he going to do? Have a praise Moloch Pledge of Allegiance now while the American Pledge of Allegiance will be banned in their schools? I mean, look, I hate to say it, but I predicted all this. I predicted this in a previous article. I was talking about 25 things that will happen if impeachment removes Trump from power. And in that article, I talked about the rise of demonism, the rise of evil. these demon portals where evil spirits are literally entering this realm and then infesting the bodies of these people who become school teachers and administrators and maybe superintendents and certainly lawmakers, you know, globalists, elitists, the child rapists, the child traffickers. We are infested. Our world is infested with pure evil. And if you got to say anything positive about Trump, it's that Trump has forced evil to show its hand. Trump has forced this out into the open where now it's undeniable. And they're having to kill people like Jeffrey Epstein to try to prevent the full details of the child trafficking and child rape and pedophilia from coming out. But they can't stop it all because there have been so many victims of this. It's all coming out, just like what Tom Papert covered today here on InfoWars in an earlier segment. It's all coming out. So be prepared spiritually, psychologically, be prepared, because what you are about to witness happening in our world, it will crater, it will fracture your psyche in ways that you have never experienced before, because pure evil is on display, and it's the demoncrats who are behind it, and they want to destroy everything that is good, everything that is innocent, everything that you value in your life. And we are here at InfoWars fighting to defend life, liberty, truth, and happiness for all humanity. Thanks for watching. Owen Troyer, straight ahead.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.